Today, taking time to visit with the legendary John Rosa. Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Hey,
what's, how are you?
I am just wondering why it's so warm and, what happened to winter. And typically, we would have 30 degrees for a high and 10 for a low. You know what? Yeah. I can put up with what we got, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, we'll probably pay for this, won't we?
You too? I don't know.
March could be a long month.
One never knows.
That's right.
One
never Let's just knows. Enjoy the moment.
You know it's what? Good. If I had any control over it, it'd be done. It'd be easy, but might see a record high. Again, John Rosa from Boone County Landfill. He's the administrator, recycling coordinator in the Boone County. And John, since we've been doing this quite a while, the big thing really is just getting people aware of how much life we have left, the landfill. Yeah. And again, like I keep saying, it's not 5 years, it's not 10 years, it's not. Well, if somebody gets really bad about throwing stuff away, it might cut it down. But, I mean, you guys are taking steps, basically investing in what are we going to do to extend the life as much as we can, because basically it's landlocked. Possibilities of expansion really not there. Unless you want to go into a massive litigation or something like that, I guess. But otherwise, it's not really an option.
Yep, that's spot on, Jim. We are looking at what we have available, what we currently own, and making plans accordingly for that and not an expansion. So how can we make this last as long as possible? And we've always, since I started out at the landfill, it was interesting to me to say, they talk about the life expectancy and the value of the airspace that we have and doing our best to promote it or protect it. I mean, to say, we got to take care of this. And back then it really wasn't that big of a deal, but
at that
now,
time we were looking easily 50, 55, 60 years.
And well, we've taken a lot more in this last 10 years or so, and we need to not. So we are taking steps to do that, prolong the life of the landfill. Biggest ones is cut down on the tonnage coming in. You know, it's not rocket science in that regard to say, well, we need to prolong the life, so let's slow down taking waste. Let's stop what is unnecessary. And part of that is our secondary service area and trying to limit, kind of restrict what we are able to accept from that secondary service area. And that is Story County, primarily. And you look at the amount of waste coming from there, what they're doing, and all the stuff that comes from their area, we take it at an inflated price, which has been good. We've been trying to have that extra funds to buy more property, and we're looking at it. Now we don't have that option as it currently stands. And that's always the little disclaimer I put in there is currently, you know, we have no other options, just what we currently own. So let's do what we can to prolong that and be here as long as possible to provide this service to our residents and our businesses and our primary area.
The history side of it is, again, the way the state handles this, the DNR, you have a service area. You've done comprehensive plans for your service area.
Yes.
At one point, landfill operations in Story County basically ended.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
And then the DNR is involved and they say, you can have a supplementary opportunity to go to Boone.
Mm-hmm. And as I look back at it, because that happened before, I've read up a little bit about that
discussion.
Oh, it's
quite a while ago. This was a while ago.
Yeah. And it was what makes the most sense, where they shut down their landfill in Story County. So they need one because, for those of you who don't know, it's Ames burns some of their mm-hmm. their waste, whatever can be burned and whatever they're able to burn, which has gotten less and less over the years. It seems like they're burning less, creating less energy. And also, you can't burn drywall and construction and demolition waste, so that automatically comes to us. So they looked at, now that they don't have a landfill in their own service area, who can take it? What makes the most sense? And back then it was, well, Boone. Boone has space. Boone's the closest. Made a lot of sense, which was great that it worked out that well. You know, you look at the transportation issue of it and the expense on haulers and the the environmental impact.
The collaboration worked at the time.
Yep, we had space, we had opportunities, we could do this. Logistically, it made sense. Now we're not at that point. It doesn't make sense. And there's other options nearby. They're not as close, but looking at Marshall County Landfill, the Des Moines Metro would be the other one. Mm-hmm. To take that Story County waste and maybe send it to them instead. So more transportation, more more traveling, more expense on haulers and everybody else. So it's not ideal, but also we got to protect our own, I guess, mm-hmm. in that regard too. Make sure we're here for our primary service area. That's what we're supposed to be doing by the comprehensive plan. So let's do that as much as possible.
And we will say Ames has been receptive to listening to these issues.
Yeah.
They have. Yep. They know what the situation is. The other issue is a lot of people keep saying, well, we should be sending over there so they can burn, material and stuff like that. They're finding out probably not as environmentally friendly, let's say, as initially anticipated.
Yeah, and they ran into issues with their stuff, the power plant. But they don't. They have a surplus of waste of MSW, mm-hmm. RDF or refuse derived fuel stuff that they could actually run through their system and burn. So they have a surplus. They can't burn enough to meet what is available to them. Mm-hmm. So that comes to us. So they already have enough. So if we send our stuff over there, and then it's probably going to come right back. So doesn't work out in that regard. So yeah, it'd be great to do more. Yes, they talked about a full blown expansion to say, let's spend quite a few million dollars to make this huge facility that can burn more and do more. But then they said no. Let's not. In the last discussion,
you got to have that cutoff point. Yep. Where is it going to be practical?
It's been interesting to me that when I talk to folks in Boone saying, we ought to do what Ames does. We ought to burn our stuff and, get energy out of it, do something good with it, and et cetera. And like, yeah, logistically, if we could, why wouldn't we? That'd be great. But also, I think the interesting part is now where Ames is at with everything and not being able to do more, and they're cutting back, they're burning less, and they're actually doing collection of recyclable goods and hauling it down to a facility that is the same place we're going with some of the stuff. So, in fact, they're following what we're doing just because logistically it doesn't quite work as is. They had their facility back mm-hmm. in the 70s. Ames has changed a little bit in the last 50 years. So it doesn't quite fit with what they need. What our last discussion with Resource Recovery Plant was to say, what about a transfer station? And that was their idea to mm-hmm. say, let's take it here. Let's provide that service to the haulers in their area, and then they can transfer it somewhere else with semis going to Marshalltown or Metro. So it'd be easier for haulers and more efficient to take semi-loads of it instead of garbage truck loads to whatever landfill they might. But so far as I understand it, that's been not received well either. So kind of frustrating because it'll be a lot easier, I believe, as I understand it, to say they're in control of all their stuff instead of saying, well, now we got to figure out where this is going to go, who's going to go where, and all those other
There's a lot issues. Of variables here,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So instead, they collect it, and then they can handle it and distribute it with one unit in charge of it all. So it made a lot of sense, but it didn't go through. And hopefully things will be reconsidered. And I guess I don't have a lot of dog in the fight on that one, but also it does impact us.
Sure.
So we want to make sure we're
doing what we can. And our situation here is we do have an agreement to take so much material, but that is middle of the year. Is it 24 here that either has to be renewed or reworked or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's agreement between, is it our landfill or the supervisors, or how does that work?
Yeah, our comp plan actually runs. Our comprehensive plan goes through 2025.
Okay.
I believe it's the end of April is an odd cutoff time. Usually it's fiscal or calendar, but there's this April time and we can figure that out. But in the meantime, we want to cut this back soon. So step one is going to be to focus on the C&D, the construction demolition waste that contractors bring in, and then certain companies that regularly haul to us from certain businesses. 3M comes to us, for example. Mm-hmm. Let's eliminate that. So let's try to cut back in 24, so July 1 of 24 coming up, we'll make that change, is the intent, if we can get all the paperwork done and facilities and the information out.
Sure.
Yeah, things to do. But we can divert that away from our landfill. That'll cut down on, you know, 20,000-30,000 ton. It varies so much depending on how many derechos we get or hailstorms, you know, roofing, all those things. But to divert that, we'll take off 20,000-30,000 ton a year, you know, or for that year, and then we'll look at more extensive cuts in the renewal of the comprehensive plan, which would be in 25 going forward for the next 5 years, and then indefinitely, frankly. It's been my discussion to say, we want this to happen, and we don't want it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, we have that landfill space that we own out here at the Boone County Landfill. That's what we have to work with. So there's really no reason to look at this point to say, we'd like it back someday. It's probably, it's yours and you keep it.
Yeah, well, kind of, and part of it is, yeah, I know that there was additional revenues that came in from it. But if you limit and continue to, we're pretty good the position we're at. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been relatively inexpensive for residents that are in our service area to be able to afford.
And then the surplus of funds that we've accumulated in the hope of being able to expand, and the expense that would go along with that, if we don't need that, then we can still utilize that to draw upon to keep our rates still at a reasonable amount.
Sure.
The sticky part, in my opinion, I've expressed my concerns, I guess, with the Board of Supervisors to say is, we're so darn cheap that it's just really easy for people to just throw it away because it's cheap, it's easy, it's just, who cares, it's gone.
Well, there is that.
And, okay, so let's raise our rates and make it hurt a little bit more. But then if it hurts too much, people throw stuff in the ditch. And I get that argument, but...
We've already got that. Somebody dumped appliances over there on the east end of the county.
It goes on anyway. So I think if you're going to do illegal dumping, you're probably going to do it, whatever the rate is behind it. So that's my own,
opinions. You mentioned it before one time. Your challenge right now, local, at our level, is preserving what you call airspace.
Yes.
And try to extend the life of that airspace. Because that is, I mean, most people are going, so what, airspace? You know. Really, that is where that's what you have available to put solid waste.
Yep.
And the more you can extend that and expand that, the better.
Yeah. Kind of like on a mini landfill mentality is, look at your garbage can. You put a liner inside of it. We line our landfill when we build a cell as well. Same thing. When you fill up your garbage can, you know, do you just toss stuff in there? Do you squish it down a little bit sometime to make a little more room and get some more space inside that container? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I know I do at home. I'm going to get as much as use out of that area. So squishing that down, getting more garbage into that can instead of just letting air fill up the can, that's kind of what a landfill does. Now, we do it with a 123,000-pound compactor that drives over stuff. You probably don't have one. Use your
steel
foot,
wheels
maybe.
On it. Yeah.
And also, we encourage people not to throw away unnecessary stuff. Don't throw stuff that shouldn't be thrown away into your garbage can. Recycle as much as possible. Compost. Yada yada, you know, all those things. Protect that space inside your garbage can, and then smash it down as much as possible. That's like a compactor. The only thing you probably don't do is throw a cover over the top, except maybe put a lid down, which would be great. If we had a dome over the landfill, it'd be a lot easier. Or if we had tarps we could put over the garbage, is an option that other landfills do. We use a spray material. So at the end of the day, the guys go out with it's posi shell, it's a sprayer, it's like a paper mache. It scatters onto the garbage and holds it all down in place.
Because then you have wind.
Yes. Yep. Wind, and we want to keep all that stuff on site overnight until we can use it the next day. So we have to cover that. We have to, you know, try to do our best to keep all the garbage on site. We try not to use dirt because using 6 inches of dirt wastes six inches of airspace. So, yeah, we can put more garbage in there. So we're doing more of that and being very, very diligent in our operations side of things to smash and put garbage on garbage instead of garbage on top of dirt on garbage and then dirt layers.
This is environmental science. We're having a science class right now. There we go. Okay. Some of the other things I know that you're looking at, did want to talk about too, because we've got the fine folks that are looking to do methane harvesting. And at one time, he said, do we allow more yard waste in? Because that creates methane. Mm-hmm. And is this... you know, no solid answers here, folks. None at all. But this is still something you'd like to look at, take a look at. Again, you're kind of excited because it could have awfully good potential. Yeah. But let's see it before we get there.
Yeah, let's stay focused, stay calm. But yeah,
I'm not saying he's doubting John. I'm just saying he just wants to be sure.
Uh-huh. Get a little cynical, I guess, as I get a little bit older, to be like, I don't know, it sounds too darn good. And it sounds really good. It's an environmentally good thing. It's a financially good thing. Just a lot of good stuff. It helps others because they're renewing the gas and putting in as a renewable natural gas in the pipeline, so others can benefit from that. We're benefiting by turning our methane into natural gas and not just releasing it into the environment because it's really harmful. And then financially, we would be able to recoup some funds the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. So if everything goes as well as it's planned and talked about and imagined, you know, this would happen. We're waiting for a gas rights agreement from a company to say, we're going to do this and let's make this happen. And then there's going to be a lot of probably back and forth of this and that and discussions. But it's
how do we
works.
Do this and who runs the valve and whatever?
Yeah.
And
you're responsible for this. You're responsible for that.
Sure.
Okay. Yep. So hopefully that comes into place. This all happens and they want to be there for 20 years, which they're saying, are you going to be here for 20 years? And I'm saying, yes, we will. Given our current airspace and how we're operating currently, we should be in the 20 to 23 year, right on that fine line. But with the cutbacks, with the changes we're looking at, we can extend that into 30 years. 35, you know, it starts getting to be, there's a lot of questions, but you know, can we do this? Yes. I feel confident we can be there for the 20 years. That's what I've told them under our current rates. And they know we're going to be cutting back. And then with the yard waste that you mentioned, the nice part is, well, one issue is that they would eat up some space, not in our landfill, not in our airspace that we're trying to preserve, but an additional spot. And if you're familiar with where that would be at the landfill, is the current yard waste area. So in essence, we would have to eliminate the yard waste process at the landfill.
Okay.
I know, yikes, people may not be happy with that. However, the other issue is that since we would have a methane collection system in place by DNR regulations, having that, we would be able to now bury our yard waste instead. Kind of a waste. Slippery slope here. Yeah, okay, let's protect
our
space.
Where's our balance here?
Yeah. Do we bury the yard waste? That's unnecessary. Should we do it? Well, it creates more methane, so that's why the benefit is it's less handling on our end. We're talking about 800 ton a year by our volume estimates to volume to weight conversions. That's about our estimate on our tonnage annually going into the landfill. So not a huge amount. 800 tons seems like a bunch, but that's
overall scheme.
Less than a week, I guess, of what actual garbage coming in. So
let's go to the other part. Again, the thing is not to throw away if you don't have to. And again, this is where we get into what's the market demand and what can you recycle and what realistically, there's a lot of things that are recyclable, but not necessarily here.
That's right. Yep. And it's one of the things you need to know what's available in your area. My wife works down at in Ankeny, and she'll look at the regulations there and have some questions. What about this and that? And it's like, oh, it's whatever is in that area. And there's some similarities. There's always the basics, you know, cardboard, paper, you know. Then you get into some plastics. Maybe some of the glass. Depends on the facility. Can they handle glass? So that's when some of the questions really come out. But, you know, if you're not doing OCC, the old corrugated cardboard, the cardboard boxes, the brown, the Amazon boxes.
The big brown ones.
Yep, those. Recycle them. That's a big bulk one. That's really discouraging when I see people come out to the small vehicle drop-off area at the landfill and they're unloading just
throwing boxes in.
Not boxes of stuff, but actually just broken down boxes, just throwing them into the dumpster instead of putting them into our recycling facility right at the landfill. So it's something that's very easy to do. Yes, it's bulky. Yes, you have to do a little bit of, you know, extra handling on you. If you live in town, if you have a garbage service, contact your garbage hauler and see if they will provide that service to you. There is the drop-off site at 11th and Division, which is very, very popular for Boone.
You get a lot of cardboard in there.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. And we run
from what I've seen.
We're dumping those 2 20-yard roll-off containers about 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Talking about if we could ever get a facility, a bigger garage area, same kind of a thing, a little bit bigger, so we could put 3 in there, would help with the process. We could rotate them, but actually put room for 4, and then we could rotate 3 is ideal. So it's, you know, that garage space is wonderful. People know about that area, and they often refer to that. Well, are you talking about that place by Coe, or, you know, 11th and Division? Yep, that's the recycling area.
Thank you to Coe for letting you do that.
Yeah, it's been a huge help for sure. Yeah, we're lucky to have that.
So, but the big thing is again, recycling, you can do it as long as you do it correctly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to end up going in. So.
Yeah.
Then there's those that think that is just garbage drop off.
Yep, just another garbage area, and it's not. But yeah, when in doubt, throw it out. Don't throw it into the recycling container. If you think it's good, if it's garbage, you're not really sure if it's recyclable, don't put it in there. Know what goes in there. Take a picture of that sign at the drop-off area and really just follow the rules on the guidelines.
Did want to ask, because I know there are groups, organizations that will have opportunities to have speakers and maybe tours or whatever. But if they want to find out about that, call you at the landfill?
Absolutely. Yep.
You guys would love to let them put it out.
0591-433-0591. Community groups, schools, whatever, whoever we can get the word out to about what to do. And I would like to get out more in the communities, especially during this year, to talk about the limited space we have, as you mentioned earlier, and then the renewable natural gas, the methane project, because those are two pretty impactful things that in the future. And if those come into being, then, you know, we got to they're good hot topics, I guess.
We're not keeping it a secret. No. It is available.
Yep, that's right.
Contact the landfill. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.